Hey, sweetheart, it's me. I know you're absolutely swamped with work and school and everything, so don't worry about finding the time to call back, okay? I'm just calling because there are a few little things I want you to do before you come over tonight. You know, I actually considered canceling our date just because of how much you've got going on, and I figured maybe you should catch up on some sleep. I mean, like when we FaceTimed the other day, you sounded fucking exhausted. And like, seriously, you looked like you were about to fall down. And just, sweetie, I hate seeing you so tense and overwhelmed. So then I got a much better idea. Rather than go out to a restaurant or to the movies, or, you know, rather than canceling altogether and you passing out in bed after having only cereal for dinner or something, instead, I figured that I can just take care of you. Well, my own personal brand of care, at least. So, if you can get here before 8, I will cook dinner for us. I've got a few go-to recipes that I just love to do. So, if you just text me what you would prefer, and then I'll make sure to get that underway before you arrive. So, either I can do a grilled salmon with pesto linguine, or Thai green tofu curry and cardamom rice, or pan-fried duck breasts with cherry and red wine sauce and confit potatoes. And then on the dessert front, I've already got Ben and Jerry's in the freezer, but I've also been meaning to make red velvet cupcakes, so that's an option too. So, we can have dinner and you can vent about what's going on if that'll help, or, you know, we can talk about anything besides work and school if that's better. And we can have a few drinks if you'd like. Or if not, you know, we can just drink something calming like tea. And then, darling, you are coming up to my bedroom. And no, not for that. Get your head out of the gutter. Well, that'll come later, anyways. No, the reason you're going up to my bedroom is because I'm going to strip you out of your clothes, lie you down, and give you a massage. I mean, you deserve it, sweetheart. Plus, I've got a really lovely apricot kernel massage oil, and I've just been waiting for the opportunity to try it. And you're just so cute when you get undressed, you know? You always turn this, like, adorable raspberry sorbet color on your cheeks and on your neck, and it spreads all the way to your chest. Honestly, I don't know why you get so embarrassed, but you always kind of bob your arms about like you don't know what you should do with your hands. Well, perhaps I should tie them behind your back. I mean, the self-consciousness really isn't necessary. You are delicious in and out of your clothes. I mean, especially out of them. It's true. I just want to lick and kiss and nibble from your ears all the way down to your stomach. And you make such fun little noises too when I trail soft, fluttery kisses on your nipples or by your belly button. Little tiny whimpers, breathy little gasps. Sometimes you even squeak and then bite your lip trying to shut yourself up. I'll let you in on a little secret. The more you try and keep quiet, the more I do it. It's become like a fun game, just how blushy and squirmy I can get you before you beg me to use you properly. Before I touch you, though, before I work all of that tension out of your back, your shoulders, your neck, I will want to look at you naked. I'll trace your arms and feel the slope of your hips, squeeze your ass. So pretty. And all mine. All mine to play with and pamper. In fact, I want to spoil you rotten. I always did take good care of my toys. So then, when I've had you sighing and moaning, feeling all that stress getting eased out of your muscles thanks to my fingers, That is when the real fun can start. Because, yes, I like playing with your hair and making you laugh. You like sending me sweet texts and taking a hold of my hand when we're out and about. But there's a few other dirtier things I could think I could do to calm you down, right? That first time you told me you wanted me to be rough with you, I couldn't stop smiling. You have no clue how turned on it gets me to see you with your eyes glazed over in pain and pleasure, back arched, ass up, covered in my marks, the scratches from my nails, the bright red skin from the palm of my hand, the dents from my teeth. With your hair all messy and skin glistening and lips just a little swollen and bruised from all the bites and the sucking. I love that you buck and moan and thank me for dripping wax on you or calling you my gorgeous little slut. You are gorgeous. In fact, I don't know what I love more. The way you look spread out underneath me when I cuff your hands to the headboard. The way you jump if I put love bites on your inner thighs. Or perhaps it's your beautiful fucking face looking at me in anguish, torn between saying stop and fuck yes, please keep going whenever I overstimulate you with my mouth. Teasing you is addictive. I know you like it too. When I'm sliding my fist up and down your cock so slowly, you wiggle and thrust up into my palm, but I just keep you right there, feeling so good but with no relief. I know I mock you when I'm spanking you or blindfolding you or riding you fast and then slow, edging you with my pussy. But I don't mean anything horrible by it. I just know it gets you off. Like when I say things like, oh dear, oh you poor thing, I know. It's frustrating, isn't it? I know it hurts. What is this cruel, nasty lady doing to you? Oh, is it too much, baby? Are you going to come for me? Yes, I know saying things like that gets you so hot and needy. I bet if I push your buttons for long enough, you would be on all fours rubbing up against me like a kitty cat. Mm-hmm. Perhaps I'll test that theory on you this evening. Will you be a good boy for me tonight? Just let go and let me be in charge. Sit with your knees spread on the floor, a collar on, and awaiting orders. Actually, that reminds me of what I wanted you to do for me. So before you come over, make sure you go home and pack whatever you need. But also, I want you to bring your butt plug. Because after I've given you your massage everywhere else, I'm going to sit on the bed and you are going to crawl across my lap. And then I'm going to tease and play with your ass until you're ready to take it. I'll go slow, baby. I'll use the massage oil, don't worry. I want this to feel good for you. I want you to feel so horny and filled up that your cock is aching, leaking pre-cum all over my thighs as I toy with your ass. And when you're fully relaxed, that's when I'll fuck you. Grind my pussy onto you, maybe lightly holding your throat to keep you where I want you. And you can look into my eyes and tell me what you need. Tell me who you belong to. Tell me that you're a good boy, a perfect little pet, or my whore. That's another good point, actually. What names for me make you feel as subby as you can be? Is it mistress, miss, ma'am, mommy? I've never actually been called that last one before. But whatever you need, I'm here for you tonight, Angel. Trust me, I'll be having fun too, watching you shiver and pant, looking up at me, pleading to come. Should I let you come? Should I let you taste the mix of us together? Or should I make you shoot it all over your stomach in a sticky, shiny mess? Well, however I let you come, afterwards, it will be time to clean you up. So I'll run you a bath. I'll add some of the bubbly, colorful potions I've got from Lush. I've actually got a really yummy apple and cinnamon body wash right now. And then I'll take my time making sure you feel safe and comfy and ready for bed. You can lie back and close your eyes and just let me wash your hair, soap up and massage your scalp, rinse it all away. The suds, the stresses, any thoughts you don't want to be having, there's no place for it tonight. It can all go down the drain. I want you to bring with you anything soothing, anything you might need for aftercare that's specific to you that I won't have on hand here. And so after the bath, we'll get you all dried off and get you some water, and then I'll just cuddle you until you fall asleep. Either I can be the big spoon or you can sleep with your head on my chest. Honestly, I've always preferred being the big spoon anyway. To me, it's more comfortable and comforting. Reminds me of holding a teddy bear. And then perhaps in the morning we can go for round two. Or maybe breakfast first and then round two. Either way, I'm visualizing sleepy, cozy morning sex and pancakes with bacon and maple syrup. Anyway, honey, I guess I should stop rambling and actually let you get back to your mile-long to-do list. So, see you at 8, and don't forget to let me know what you want for dinner. Okay, bye! Mwah.